thanks for downloading the audio podcast of this week's sermon. We pray you'll be blessed and encouraged with the words you hear.
This is probably what our 21st century bureaucrats would say about this festive season. Notice is hereby given. Please be advised that anyone planning to dash through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, going over the fields and laughing all the way, are required to undergo a risk assessment addressing the safety of open sleighs. This assessment must also consider whether it's appropriate to use only one horse for such a venture, particularly where there are multiple passengers. Please note that permission must also be obtained in writing from landowners before their fields may be entered. To avoid offending those not participating in celebration, we request that laughter is moderate only and not loud enough to be considered a noise nuisance. Benches and stools are now available for collection by any shepherds planning to watch their flocks at night, while provision also has been made for remote monitoring of flocks by CCTV cameras from a centrally heated shepherd observation hut. All facility users are reminded that an emergency response plan must be submitted to account for known risks to the flocks. Following last year's well-publicised case, everyone is advised that EC legislation prohibits any comment with regard to the redness of any part of Mr. R. Reindeer, in particular his nose. While it is acknowledged that gift-bearing is commonly practised in various parts of the world, everyone is reminded that the bearing of gifts is subject to HMRC guidelines and all gifts must be registered and declared. In particular, it is noted that gifts of currency or gold are precluded under provisions of the Foreign Corruption Practices Act. Further, caution is advised regarding any common gifts such as aromatic resins that may cause allergic reactions. Finally, in recent case of the infant apparently tucked up in a manger without any crib for a bed, social services have been advised and will be arriving shortly. Folks, two of the most central characters in the whole of the Bible we've been reading about and singing tonight, and that is Mary and Joseph. This morning we chatted a bit about Joseph and how he was an extraordinary man, in fact how he was a no ordinary Joe, and how he didn't do a runner, he didn't abandon Mary in her greatest hour of need when news broke that she was expecting a child, but rather how he stuck by her and supported her through thick and thin. And how after a rocky start, he grasped with both hands the absolute privilege of being the earthly father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So tonight, for a short while, we want to think about his fiancée, this incredible, extraordinary young girl who was one very, very special person, Mary, the mother of Jesus. And what an unbelievably difficult start she had in her teenage years. For she was engulfed in a real public scandal, gossiped about from street corner to street corner and thrust into the limelight. She was little more than a child herself, yet found to be expecting a child. And she was absolutely scared out of her wits, wrongly accused of infidelity. She had the heartache of her fiancé threatening to disown her. She suffered the indignity of delivering her baby in a barn and forced to flee her home for fear that her son's life was in danger from the king. And this was just the beginning of the amazing life of one very, very special lady, the mother of Jesus. And yet in it all and through it all, she really was a highly favoured person in the sight of God. From her baby boy took his first breath to when he was in her arms when Simeon spoke the first prophecy over his life in the temple courts. She was there when he performed his first miracle, turning water into wine, sparing the blushes of the bride and groom's families. And she was with him when he spoke his last few dying words on the cross of shame. She was right there, right in front of him, watching him suffer unimaginable pain when he breathed his last breath. Mary was both humble and obedient to the heavenly commission. We heard Elaine reading that a moment ago. But she was only human, just like you and just like me. Nothing more and nothing less. But she was one very, very special person, chosen for a very special purpose. So just for a few moments, let us focus on this remarkable and this beautiful young lady, highly favoured and most definitely of all women, a truly blessed woman, who once had the unique privilege of carrying, giving birth to and bringing up the saviour of the world. These iPads are great when they work. Mary was indeed a very special mother. Most Bible scholars, according to tradition, that our Mary was only a teen, possibly aged somewhere between maybe 14, 15, or at absolute top 16 years of age, when she was confronted by the angel Gabriel. And she was confronted with this earth-shattering news that she would fall pregnant by the power of the Holy Spirit. A teenage pregnancy was an extremely shameful thing to happen in the first century culture of that day, especially because, although not consummated, Joseph and Mary had signed a contract of betrothal. It was much, much more than engagement, for in the eyes of the law, they were legally married but weren't yet joined together in a wedding ceremony, nor had they any physical union together. Furthermore, Joseph, if so desired, could have had Mary stoned by the letter of the law. So you can imagine the fear that this young girl of maybe 14, 15 or 16 years of age would have had in her heart. Put it into context, Mary wasn't even out of secondary school when the greatest revelation of her entire life was made known to her. And yet she was, in the Bible's own words, blessed among women. What an awesome privilege and calling, yet one that carried tremendous responsibility along with it. Mary was chosen by God for a very special purpose. She was this chosen vessel to carry the most precious cargo ever known to man, ever imagined. The one who would be great, the one who would die for the sins of the world, the one who would reign over the house of Israel forever. So think about the timeline involved. Mary would only have been 47 or maybe 48 when Jesus died. She was by no means an old woman, like many portraits and paintings mistakenly depict her. Mary played such an essential role in the life of Jesus, and I'm reminded of a passage of the gospel writer Luke when he says this: "Then his mother," speaking of Jesus, "his mother and his brothers came to him, but they could not reach him because of the crowd. And he was told, 'Your mother and your brothers are standing outside desiring to see you.' But he answered them, 'My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and do it.'" So folks, that's you and me this evening. That's you and me. That's everyone who hears and who obeys the words of Jesus and accept him as their Lord and Savior. We are his brothers and his sisters. We are his family. So how blessed are we? We're like Mary. We are utterly blessed beyond measure, blessed far and above what any of us deserve. Jesus has blessed us with every spiritual blessing, just as he had also blessed his darling mother, Mary. So Mary, I wonder, when you were at school and all the children talked about what they wanted to be and what they wanted to do when they grew up, what were your hopes and what were your dreams? Did you ever think in your wildest dreams that you would become the mother of the Savior of the world? Somehow I think not. But let's hear what Mary may have pondered in her heart the day that Jesus was born into the world. "He is more perfect than I could ever have imagined. I can hardly believe that he is here right now. It seems like this journey has taken forever, and yet it has only just begun. I was so afraid when the angel first told me about him. Finding out that I was pregnant was shocking to me, to Joseph, to my parents, to everyone. People who didn't understand thought that I was involved in some sort of a scandal. There were moments I feared for my future. There were moments when I feared for his future. But all of that is beyond me now. He is such a special child in ways I cannot even understand. There is much I am uncertain of. I am young, and yet I know so little about caring for a child, about caring for this child. There are moments I am nearly overwhelmed. The promised Messiah that all of Israel prayed for centuries, for millennia, are here today, and I am his mother. That knowledge is sometimes too great for me to bear. I wonder every day why God chose me to be his mother. I wonder, but I never regret it. His ways are above my ways. His thoughts are above my thoughts. I don't know what the future holds for us, but I know this, that I will do my best to raise this little boy in a way that makes God proud of us both. He has changed my life forever. He is my life story, and I will cherish that calling always. Mary, you are truly one very, very special lady who grasped this very special task. And tonight we honour you, we thank you, and we applaud you, but we don't worship you. However, what we do is this: we worship the one, we worship the only one who is worthy of not only of all of our worship and all of our adoration, but of our wholehearted devotion. Mary's beautiful and special son, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Saviour of the world, is the one who takes away the sin of the world. It's Jesus and him alone who we bow down to and we worship, just like we've been doing this evening and singing these beautiful songs and carols. You see, it's his deep desire to journey with us through life, in all the highs and all the lows, in the good and in the bad and in the ugly bits of life, through our heartache and our loss and our grief, through our fear and our unknown future. He wants to be our constant companion and our closest confidant. He longs to be our faithful friend, our best friend forever. And as I close this evening and hand back over, Jesus is not only the reason for the season, I know that's a cliche, but he's the reason for life. He is the reason for living. He is the reason for doing everything that we do. He's the reason why we are so utterly blessed, not only at Christmas, but every single day of our lives. And listen, if he's not the reason why you get up in the morning, if he's not the reason why you live, then we implore you to get to know him in a very real and in a very personal way. Tonight, before you leave this carol service, before Christmas even begins or comes, if you don't know him, find out for yourself what the real meaning of Christmas is all about, and commit your life to him and see what it's like to be a follower of Jesus, the one who Christmas is really all about. And
your love is great. Thanks for listening to this week's podcast. If you would like any more information, have a look at our website at www.ballymoneyelam.com.